Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, it's 3 p.m. here in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is 3 o'clock. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia. I thank you for tuning in today, because today, everyone, I have a very special guest, a guest that you guys have all been long waiting for, to get your answers to all the questions that you guys have been sending to me in regards to foreclosure and modification. But before we get started, I'd like to say a couple of things. I would like to thank everyone for supporting Build, Grow, and Enjoy and the movement of financial literacy by getting your banners on our website. That's a huge impact because it keeps the show going, and not only that, it helps build your business, and that's what inspires us to help the next. In addition to that, I would like to also say one of our own, Andre Harris, is number one in the running for the Frito-Lay's art contest. So I put up in the blog, actually in my form, I'd like for you guys to all go out and support him. There's 7 days left. The contest ends on the 28th. Like I said, he is number one, and you can just click on the link and just vote for his art piece. You guys all know he's been on the show. He's awesome, and I just a beautiful artist, and I think he deserves every bit of it. So great job, Andre. We are here. We are watching you, and we are in support of you. So like I said, everyone, you know, make sure that you just continue to send in your requests. We are getting a lot for your banners. Very low price to get your business known, as little as $50. And also remember that within the next few weeks, I'll be launching with expanding into another network, which, you know, WIGO is the foundation of, you know, who I'm with. But we are going to expand it and take it to another level where we'll be broadcasting eventually in 18 states. We will start out with 5 states, but that's just going to give us access to millions of listeners to get the message across, to get this financial movement and message out to everyone. So with that, I just want to go ahead and welcome my guests that I have today, and that is David Rachel and David Washington with the Foreclosure Clinic. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you, Kalithia.
Hi, Kalithia. How are you this afternoon?
I am good. It's a pleasure to have you guys here today.
Thank you for having us.
You know, it's funny. I get a lot of questions in regards to this, and, you know, we all know that, you know, Georgia is one of the biggest states, or one of the main states that's been hit with this dilemma. You know, there was a time where, you know, everyone kept foreclosure as a secret, but so many people have been impacted with this economy that so many people have questions like, you know, how do I keep my home? What do I do? You know, can I modify my loan? I lost my job. You know, I got sick. So I'm so glad you guys are here to address such a major issue that's impacting the economy. So before we get into the questioning and some answers for everyone, tell us who you guys are, how long you've been in practice, and how do you service the consumers?
Well, first of all, Kalithia, I am David Rachel. I'm an attorney here in Atlanta, and I've been practicing law for about 10 years. I've been working with clients as far as the suing mortgage companies, going after mortgage companies for writing bad loans, getting injunctions, whatever it may be in relation to the foreclosure issues. I teamed up with David Washington, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Kalithia, my name is David Washington. I am of native of Michigan. I've been practicing foreclosure prevention tactics for the last 26 years, specializing in all types of creative solutions to avoid foreclosures, helping homeowners get into modifications, dealing with the subprime crisis, unemployment issues, short sales, various techniques that's out there that's available, assisting homeowners in getting into types of modifications where they can keep their homes and get into a mortgage that they can afford.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, one of the main questions that people have in regards to their foreclosures is they get the notice and they don't know what to do. They think they just should call the lender. What do you guys recommend they do once they receive that notice, or what type of assistance they should get?
Well, to be honest with you, Calinka, this is David Rachel, the attorney. To be honest with you, people should first of all realize that the mortgage companies are not on their side at all. When they go into a mortgage with a mortgage company, they go into a legally binding contract wherein the mortgage company gives them money in order to purchase a house. That is a contract. So when they stop paying the mortgage, they're in breach of contract. So they can look at it as just as a breach of contract. So if they're in breach of contract, there is nothing that forces the mortgage company to say, okay, well, we're going to work with you. The mortgage company is interested in getting the money that is owed to them. So the first thing they should do is contact us here at the Foreclosure Legal Clinic and see. They have several options, modifications, short sales. It may be where there was a bad loan completely and they need to sue the mortgage company for a bad loan. Maybe they need to file bankruptcy. We don't know. I would strongly suggest as soon as they receive that they do seek immediate help. The mortgage company, they're welcome to call the mortgage company. However, they should be aware that the mortgage company is not on their side.
And, Calipia, may I add, this is David Washington speaking from the non-legal side of it. Only recently, legislation in various states have allowed mortgage companies to receive financial rewards to assist homeowners in preventing foreclosures. Several mortgage companies have elected to do so willingly. A lot of them, however, would prefer to move forward with foreclosure because they want these bad loans off of their books. With that being said, there are mortgage companies out there that will be willing to assist a homeowner given they meet the criteria that will allow them to stay in their property. But again, they have to qualify for various mortgage modification programs.
Right. And a lot of people think that, you know, they can file bankruptcy and maybe get out of it. You know, some people say, you know, hey, you know, I have questions, you know, I'm 30 days away from my foreclosure and cannot file the bankruptcy, you know. What are some of the ways they can save their home if they cannot, you know, if they cannot file the bankruptcy and the mortgage company is not working with them besides calling you guys? What are some of the options that they do have?
Well, Calithia, speaking on the legal side, one thing they could do is they may have to actually file a lawsuit against the mortgage company. They may actually be able to get an injunction to prevent the mortgage company from foreclosing. I've been extremely successful in getting the foreclosure stopped by filing temporary injunctions and moving forward from there. That is one of the legal options they would have. Now, speaking on modification, I'll let Mr. Washington, who is the expert in modification, speak on that.
If a homeowner is not really concerned with filing bankruptcy and perhaps further destroying their credit with the exception of what's already on there, the foreclosure, the mortgage companies do have various programs that will assist a homeowner. However, if they are not employed, if they do not have a certain condition in which that was beyond their control, they will probably need to file some type of legal action to stop the foreclosure. Bank of America have had various moratoriums where they stopped foreclosure automatically to give homeowners the opportunity to kind of get a breath of fresh air, if you will. But technically what's actually happened is because of other lawsuits and federal regulations have prevented them to move forward with foreclosure because they were basically foreclosing on homeowners without actually reviewing their documents, or the documents
right.
could not be found.
Right.
Therefore, people started challenging the mortgage companies, making the mortgage companies prove that they have, first of all, they have ownership of the mortgage in order for them to proceed with foreclosure. Also, Bank of America has created a postponement department that if you meet certain conditions, they will just to review your documents. It takes them probably 30 to 60 days just to review the documentation, and they will automatically postpone a foreclosure. But, again, you would need to communicate with the lender. A lot of homeowners are intimidated by that, so I would highly recommend they get in contact with us at the Foreclosure Legal Clinic in order that we represent them properly.
Right. And, you know, there's a lot going on in this economy where people, you know, lost their jobs or their hours have gotten cut back, what are some options that they can take with that if that's one of their life events that's happened to them that's caused them to get into the situation? What are some of their options?
Well, again, it depends on their circumstances. What happened is in a 30-year typical period of time that a person would finance their mortgage, I guess these mortgage companies and the government that allowed these mortgage companies to regulate themselves didn't realize that over a 30-year period of time, you are going to have a life issue. You're going to have a death in a family, an illness, an accident, a loss of job. Something is bound to happen within a 30-year period of time. Therefore, the mortgage companies do not really give you much leeway, especially here in the state of Georgia, with Georgia being a no right of redemption state and all foreclosures taking place in the state of Georgia on the first Tuesday of the month. Homeowners really don't have much time to play with. Again, it depends on the lender. Each lender have various programs that's available to homeowners to prevent foreclosure. Some mortgage companies, just depends on who actually owns the loan, the underlying mortgage. You may be making your payment to City Mortgage, but City Mortgage is actually servicing a loan for, let's say, Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. It gets to be a very complicated process. So I would highly recommend that the homeowner know who they're making their payments to and who the underlying investor is before they can actually look into possible scenarios. But there are various options out there other than filing bankruptcy to delay foreclosure.
Right. Okay, everyone, you're listening to this. We have David Rachel and David Washington from the Foreclosure Clinic. You can call in if you have questions for them. We're also in live chat, 347-215-8709. For those of you that will be listening to the 3:30 rebroadcast on WIGO 1570, do know that I have all of David, both David's contact information and our featured guest here on buildgrowandenjoy.com, so definitely join. They are also a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so you can directly send emails to them and it would go directly to them also. Now, David. Another question that people have is basically, let's see here, if they are modifying their loan and they're still kind of behind on their loan, how is that situation managed by the mortgage company?
Let me ask a little bit more specific question. What do you mean if they entered into a modification and then they've fallen into a delinquency again, or exactly what are you?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That happens quite often, and it depends on the program in which they've applied. President Obama has created the Making Home Affordable Modification Program, which is called, in other words, the HAMP program, or in layman's terms, the Obama Foreclosure Prevention Program. Just depends on what their circumstances are. Again, you can have a double hardship. You may have had a pregnancy, a temporary loss of job, and have had to apply for a modification, but that doesn't change the circumstances or make it where you are exempt from having another hardship. So it really depends on your financial situation. The second go-around, the lender will be very willing to work an option out for you.
Okay. So, what if someone's loan has been sold? What if the servicer has not notified anyone about their loan being sold? Can they sue them for that also?
Well, speaking, Galithia, David, Rachel, speaking from the legal side, the mortgage company, there are several federal laws that the mortgage company has to follow. One, if they are going to sign a sale or transfer your loan, they must notify you within 30 days of doing so. At the closing, most people will remember they signed a form which is generally called the assignment sale or transfer of the loan document that they signed at closing, and that is what that states. Now, after they transfer it or sell it or assign it, the new mortgage company or servicer has 30 days then to notify you in writing where you are to send your payment. Now, I can tell you that there is a large situation with MERS, which is the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, wherein they are being sued also, where they did not do that. They were the company that was took the loans and was in charge of transferring them and notifying, and they did not do any of that. So it may be possible that you may have, a person may have that happen. And, yes, they can sue that mortgage company. They are in direct violation of several federal statutes, as well as they are in breach of contract, because the contract says that they are going to notify you. So, yes, they can sue, and I definitely recommend that they come see us here at the Foreclosed Legals Clinic immediately if that has happened to them.
Calypia, I'd like to add something to that, speaking from the non-lawyer side of it. Sometimes when mortgage companies deny people over and over again, I've had various clients come in to me over the past years where a bank was not willing or they did not participate with various mortgage modification programs. And incidentally, the loan happened to be sold to a servicer that do participate with it. So there could be some positives and negatives about loans being transferred. Again, I would highly recommend that the customers get in contact with the Foreclosure Legal Clinic so we can review all their documentation and speak properly on their behalf.
Exactly. We have a few callers for you guys. Caller one, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you, caller? What's your name, and do you have a question?
This is Kathy from Atlanta, and, yes, I do have a question. In 2006, I was unemployed, but I closed on a no-documentation loan in order to get cash out. Now I'm unemployed again, and I'm having problems paying my mortgage, and I hear about bad loans, and I wanted to know if a no-documentation loan is a bad loan, and if it is, what can I do about it?
Well, Kathy, David, Rachel, speaking definitely from the legal side, I would say nine times out of ten you have a bad loan. When you get a no-documentation loan, that means they didn't. The only thing they really checked was your credit score. I would suggest that you get a forensic audit on your loan, because you probably have some truth in lending violations. You probably have all other kind of violations on your loan, which would definitely give rise to a lawsuit. I would strongly suggest that you come see us here at the Foreclosure Legal Clinic and allow us to do a forensic audit on your file to see exactly what happened.
And, Kathy, I'd like to add a little bit more to that. This is the other David. You have to be very careful when you are speaking about having issues now with your mortgage company. The reason why I say that is you just mentioned that you had gotten cash out. If this was a loan that allowed you to get cash out, then that would be fine. I would definitely recommend that you have a forensic audit done on your loan. But if you got money out and you were not supposed to, you have to make sure to it that you are not as guilty as the lender by doing something, whether it be unethical or illegal, that you were allowed to pull cash out. So you got to be careful. So if it was a basic refinance or a HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit, then that's something different. Then I would highly recommend you get a forensic audit to determine, you know, exactly what has happened and if your loan is in compliance with government and state statute.
There you have it, Kathy. Just come on and reach out to them, and they'll be able to help you with that. We have another caller. Caller two, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Yes, my name is Bob, and I'm calling from Stone. Yes, I do. I was working full-time on my job, and I had got sick, and now I am receiving disability from Social Security, and I'm like 12 months behind on my mortgage payment. Will I be able to qualify for a loan modification through your company?
It's not really through our company that you will be qualifying for the modification. We do not do modifications. Only your lender can modify your terms of your mortgage. But anytime you have a constant or a proof of income that has your circumstances has changed and has allowed you or prevented you from making your payments on time, as long as you have verifiable income, the lender in most cases will be more than likely to be able to work something out with you to be able to preserve your home ownership. So absolutely you can get in contact with us. We can review your case and determine or help you apply properly for a loan modification.
Perfect, perfect. Can you guys let everybody know how they can directly contact you guys, your website, your contact information? I have it on the site, but just go ahead so that everyone can hear.
Yes, the website is going to be foreclosurelegalclinic.com, and our main number is 404-814-1919.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to take just a quick break, and then I'll be right back. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. We're live in chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Come join us, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are with David Rachel and David Washington with the Foreclosure Clinic. BuildGrownEnjoy.com. Come join us. The lines are open, 347-215-8709 for the David team. Now, David, another question that people have is how do they know if they have a subprime mortgage? How would they know that?
Very good question. Most subprime loans are your typical loans that are non-government insured or guaranteed. Your FHA and VA loans will be guaranteed by the government or insured by the government. So for them to easily be able to determine whether or not they have a subprime mortgage, most of those will be your adjustable rate mortgages, your mortgages that have balloon payments, mortgages that did not require documentation or low documentation that was needed to obtain the loan at closing, their credit scores did not play a major role in it, or in a lot of cases, 100% financing typically will mean you have a subprime mortgage.
Okay. Is there anything else that you guys like to add to let everybody know? I know there's tons and tons of questions. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to get a lot of people to reach out to you, and you guys do have a lot of people reaching out to you. Is there some key areas that you would like to just focus on to let everybody know what their rights are and options that they do have?
Yes, Galithia. David, speaking strictly on the legal side, I would suggest when they get a foreclosure notice, in the foreclosure crisis that we're having, I can't tell them that in every loan that there was a bad loan or that there were some truth in lending violations going on. But I can tell you that most of the loans had some issue, especially if it was a subprime loan, just as David explained to you a few minutes ago. So I would strongly suggest that if they're having issues with their mortgage company, they can't make the payment or anything else, the first thing they should do is come in and try to get a modification to get the loan modified. My partner, Mr. Washington, has a 98% success rate at getting loan modifications. So I would strongly suggest doing that. However, at times, loan modification is not going to be an option. So you would, and or bankruptcy may not be an option. The only option you may have by the time they come to us, they may have already been foreclosed on. So we would be able to go ahead and file what is called a wrongful foreclosure should we do a forensic audit and find violations. So I would strongly suggest that they come in if they're having any issues with their mortgage company and see us and see what we can do for them.
Perfect. I got a question from a listener. They want to know how long is the process usually for a modification?
It varies from lender to lender. Countrywide recently has had moratoriums imposed against them, which means they've frozen foreclosure for a period of time to work out the issues with MERS, which is Mortgage Electronics Registration Systems. Also, because they purchased countrywide loans, they are just basically have become so large and do not have the proper manpower to proceed with foreclosure. But the normal period of time just depends lender to lender to apply for a modification, providing you submit all your documents as requested and you submit your complete documents. It typically takes anywhere from 45 to 90 days to get a response from your lender.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's just crazy how all this happened. And, you know, me being in the finance industry and, you know, back in my bank days, you know, I used to underwrite them with WAMU. So you guys already know where that's coming from. But we've foreseen this coming. It's just sad that, you know, there's laws that prevented us from actually being like, you know, hey, you know, maybe you want to slow down on this or kind of, you know, just stay within your means. But, you know, people, you know, they see the opportunity, they take it, and now, you know, it's time to clean it up. And we just really, I really appreciate that there's guys out there like you guys. Just go ahead and tell everyone once again how to contact you guys, because I know you guys are definitely needed in Atlanta, Georgia, nationwide. Just let everybody know how they can contact you again.
Again, the website is foreclosurelegalclinic.com, and our main phone number is 404-814-1919. And Kalithia actually made a jingle with that number called 404-814-1919 before you run out of time. And the reason being, Georgia is a complete foreclosure state. There is no right of redemption. On Foreclosure Tuesday, if your property is foreclosed upon, you do not have any rights to redeem it as you do in other states. So you need to contact us before you run out of time.
I definitely would like to add a little bit more to that, Kalithia, and I am so blessed and thankful that you've had us onto your station today. I know there are so many questions that people have, but we do have two locations in the metropolitan Atlanta area to serve homeowners. We're located at 3400 Peachtree Road, directly across the street from Lenox Mall. We also have another location right up the street from North Lake Mall at 285 in the North Lake or La Vista area.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that having you guys on the show, and thank you. And, you know, you guys, I would just like to let everybody know you can come on to buildgrowandenjoy.com. We have a featured guest group where you can come in with all of our guests, and you can actually email them directly. So David Rachel and David Washington is also a part of our group. So you can email them directly. You can contact them at the contact information they provided to you. I also have their contact information here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So thank you guys for coming in. Don't forget, everyone, that you need to continue to submit your projects. Hustle to the boardroom. I am getting your projects. You can email them directly to me, kalithia.jenkins@buildgrowandenjoy.com. We want to launch your business. We were looking for your project. We want to make your project come alive. You can definitely come on to buildgrowandenjoy.com, and you can also email me directly. And then don't forget, make your business known. If you don't say anything, no one knows. So come on to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Let millions know about your business. Let us help you grow. Get your banners for as little as $50 a month. We are here for you. So that concludes our show for today, everybody. Tune in on Monday at 3 p.m. here on WITO 1570 AM, The Light, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Come join us. Be a part of the movement. On Monday, I will have John Wallace. He is an energy efficient inspector, so he's going to be here to tell you guys how to save on those energy bills. So you guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you, David, for joining us, and you guys take care and be safe out there.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.